46 Best Flower Shops in Metro Manila, online ordering and delivery. Flowers are beautiful, but choosing the right ones can be overwhelming. Here are some tips to help you find the perfect bouquet for your loved one. Flowers are a wonderful gift idea for a variety of reasons. They make a thoughtful gesture and are also symbolic of love and affection. But when you're looking for the perfect flower arrangement, there are so many options. Today we'll share some helpful hints to help you choose the best flowers for your special occasion. 1. Choose the right flower arrangement. Choosing the right type of flower arrangement depends on several things, including the recipient's personality, preferences, and budget. There are different categories of arrangements, including centerpieces. These are usually large vases filled with fresh-cut flowers arranged around a centerpiece. Basket arrangements. These consist of small baskets filled with individual stems of flowers. Mixed bouquets. These contain both single and multiple stem flowers. Potted plants. These are miniature versions of larger plants. Window boxes. These are containers placed outside a window to display flowers. Tissue paper. These are delicate sheets of tissue paper used to cover the bottom of a container. Wreaths. These are made out of evergreen branches and greenery tied together with ribbon. Other. These include anything else that doesn't fit into the above categories. Valentine flowers. 2. Consider budget and recipient preferences. It may seem like a lot of money to spend on a gift, but remember that flowers last much longer than other gifts. So, if you're planning to give a gift that will last for weeks or months, consider spending a little extra on flowers. Also, think about the recipient's style and preference. Do they prefer bright colors? Or maybe they'd appreciate something more subtle and elegant. Finally, consider the season. Springtime is a popular time to buy flowers, especially tulips and daffodils. Summer is another great time to shop for flowers, since they tend to be cheaper. Fall is also a good time to look for seasonal flowers, such as pumpkins and gourds. 3. Find the perfect florist. When it comes to buying flowers online, you have two main choices: local florists and national chains. Local florists offer personalized service and can create unique floral designs. However, these businesses often charge higher prices because they must pay for overhead costs. National chains typically offer lower prices, but their services are impersonal. You won't get the same level of personalization from them. If you want to save money while still getting quality flowers, then you should consider shopping at an online florist. The biggest advantage of shopping online is that you don't need to leave home to pick up your order. Instead, you can place orders from the comfort of your own home. Wedding flowers. 4. Order online. The easiest way to purchase flowers online is through websites that specialize in selling flowers. Some sites allow you to browse through hundreds of beautiful arrangements before making a final selection. Others let you customize your own bouquet by choosing the exact number of each kind of flower. 5. Avoid fake flowers. Fake flowers are cheap imitations of real flowers. While they may look similar to real ones, they aren't nearly as durable. They'll wilt quickly after being picked, so they shouldn't be left lying around for long periods of time. 6. Choose fresh-cut flowers. Fresh-cut flowers are generally less expensive than those that have been sitting around for days or weeks. But, they do cost more than dried flowers. If you're looking for a bargain, then choose fresh-cut flowers instead. 7. Shop around. You might not know where to find the best deals on flowers, but there are plenty of resources available to help you. For example, you could check out the Yellow Pages under Flowers or search online for flower shops near me. 8. Keep your receipts. Keep all receipts for any purchases you make. This includes both the items purchased and the shipping charges. When you receive your order, compare the total amount charged with what was written on the receipt. If there's a difference, contact the seller immediately. 9. Buy flowers you enjoy. Flowers come in many shapes and sizes. Why do you buy flowers? My personal choice is to buy them for their color and ability to change or convey a mood, and most of the time it is a happy mood. Good vibes. Good mood, happy life. Enjoy your flowers. Here are 46 of the best online flower shops. 46 best flower shops in Metro Manila, online ordering and delivery. Flowers are beautiful, but choosing the right ones can be overwhelming. Here are some tips to help you find the perfect bouquet for your loved one. Flowers are a wonderful gift idea for a variety of reasons. They make a thoughtful gesture and are also symbolic of love and affection. But when you're looking for the perfect flower arrangement, there are so many options. Today we'll share some helpful hints to help you choose the best flowers for your special occasion. 1. Choose the right flower arrangement. Choosing the right type of flower arrangement depends on several things, including the recipient's personality, preferences, and budget. There are different categories of arrangements, including centerpieces. These are usually large vases filled with fresh-cut flowers arranged around a centerpiece. Basket arrangements. These consist of small baskets filled with individual stems of flowers. Mixed bouquets. These contain both single and multiple stem flowers. Potted plants. These are miniature versions of larger plants. Window boxes. These are containers placed outside a window to display flowers. Tissue paper. These are delicate sheets of tissue paper used to cover the bottom of a container. Wreaths. These are made out of evergreen branches and greenery tied together with ribbon. Other. These include anything else that doesn't fit into the above categories. Valentine flowers. 2. Consider budget and recipient preferences. It may seem like a lot of money to spend on a gift, but remember that flowers last much longer than other gifts. So, if you're planning to give a gift that will last for weeks or months, consider spending a little extra on flowers. Also, think about the recipient's style and preference. Do they prefer bright colors? Or maybe they'd appreciate something more subtle and elegant. Finally, consider the season. Springtime is a popular time to buy flowers, especially tulips and daffodils. Summer is another great time to shop for flowers, since they tend to be cheaper. Fall is also a good time to look for seasonal flowers, such as pumpkins and gourds. 3. Find the perfect florist. When it comes to buying flowers online, you have two main choices: local florists and national chains. Local florists offer personalized service and can create unique floral designs. However, these businesses often charge higher prices because they must pay for overhead costs. National chains typically offer lower prices, but their services are impersonal. You won't get the same level of personalization from them. If you want to save money while still getting quality flowers, then you should consider shopping at an online florist. The biggest advantage of shopping online is that you don't need to leave home to pick up your order. Instead, you can place orders from the comfort of your own home. Wedding flowers. 4. Order online. The easiest way to purchase flowers online is through websites that specialize in selling flowers. Some sites allow you to browse through hundreds of beautiful arrangements before making a final selection. Others let you customize your own bouquet by choosing the exact number of each kind of flower. 5. Avoid fake flowers. Fake flowers are cheap imitations of real flowers. While they may look similar to real ones, they aren't nearly as durable. They'll wilt quickly after being picked, so they shouldn't be left lying around for long periods of time. 6. Choose fresh-cut flowers. Fresh-cut flowers are generally less expensive than those that have been sitting around for days or weeks. But, they do cost more than dried flowers. If you're looking for a bargain, then choose fresh-cut flowers instead. 7. Shop around. You might not know where to find the best deals on flowers, but there are plenty of resources available to help you. For example, you could check out the yellow pages under flowers or search online for flower shops near me. 8. Keep your receipts. Keep all receipts for any purchases you make. This includes both the items purchased and the shipping charges. When you receive your order, compare the total amount charged with what was written on the receipt. If there's a difference, contact the seller immediately. 9. Buy flowers you enjoy. Flowers come in many shapes and sizes. Why do you buy flowers? My personal choice is to buy them for their color and ability to change or convey a mood, and most of the time it is a happy mood. Good vibes, good mood, happy life. Enjoy your flowers. Here are 46 of the best online flower shops. 46 best flower shops in Metro Manila, online ordering and delivery. Flowers are beautiful, but choosing the right ones can be overwhelming. Here are some tips to help you find the perfect bouquet for your loved one. Flowers are a wonderful gift idea for a variety of reasons. They make a thoughtful gesture and are also symbolic of love and affection. But when you're looking for the perfect flower arrangement, there are so many options. Today we'll share some helpful hints to help you choose the best flowers for your special occasion. 1. Choose the right flower arrangement. Choosing the right type of flower arrangement depends on several things, including the recipient's personality, preferences, and budget. There are different categories of arrangements, including centerpieces. These are usually large vases filled with fresh-cut flowers arranged around a centerpiece. Basket arrangements. These consist of small baskets filled with individual stems of flowers. Mixed bouquets. These contain both single and multiple stem flowers. Potted plants. These are miniature versions of larger plants. Window boxes. These are containers placed outside a window to display flowers. Tissue paper. These are delicate sheets of tissue paper used to cover the bottom of a container. Wreaths, these are made out of evergreen branches and greenery tied together with ribbon. Other, these include anything else that doesn't fit into the above categories. Valentine flowers. 2. Consider budget and recipient preferences. It may seem like a lot of money to spend on a gift, but remember that flowers last much longer than other gifts. So, if you're planning to give a gift that will last for weeks or months, consider spending a little extra on flowers. Also, think about the recipient's style and preference. Do they prefer bright colors? Or maybe they'd appreciate something more subtle and elegant. Finally, consider the season. Springtime is a popular time to buy flowers, especially tulips and daffodils. Summer is another great time to shop for flowers, since they tend to be cheaper. Fall is also a good time to look for seasonal flowers, such as pumpkins and gourds. 3. Find the perfect florist. When it comes to buying flowers online, you have two main choices: local florists and national chains. Local florists offer personalized service and can create unique floral designs. However, these businesses often charge higher prices because they must pay for overhead costs. National chains typically offer lower prices, but their services are impersonal. You won't get the same level of personalization from them. If you want to save money while still getting quality flowers, then you should consider shopping at an online florist. The biggest advantage of shopping online is that you don't need to leave home to pick up your order. Instead, you can place orders from the comfort of your own home. Wedding flowers. 4. Order online. The easiest way to purchase flowers online is through websites that specialize in selling flowers. Some sites allow you to browse through hundreds of beautiful arrangements before making a final selection. Others let you customize your own bouquet by choosing the exact number of each kind of flower. 5. Avoid fake flowers. Fake flowers are cheap imitations of real flowers. While they may look similar to real ones, they aren't nearly as durable. They'll wilt quickly after being picked, so they shouldn't be left lying around for long periods of time. 6. Choose fresh-cut flowers. Fresh-cut flowers are generally less expensive than those that have been sitting around for days or weeks. But, they do cost more than dried flowers. If you're looking for a bargain, then choose fresh-cut flowers instead. 7. Shop around. You might not know where to find the best deals on flowers, but there are plenty of resources available to help you. For example, you could check out the Yellow Pages under flowers or search online for flower shops near me. 8. Keep your receipts. Keep all receipts for any purchases you make. This includes both the items purchased and the shipping charges. When you receive your order, compare the total amount charged with what was written on the receipt. If there's a difference, contact the seller immediately. 9. Buy flowers you enjoy. Flowers come in many shapes and sizes. Why do you buy flowers? My personal choice is to buy them for their color and ability to change or convey a mood, and most of the time it is a happy mood. Good vibes, good mood, happy life. Enjoy your flowers. Here are 46 of the best online flower shops. See the complete list with photos and map links on the Sullet blog. In conclusion, if you're looking for the perfect gift for someone special, consider giving her flowers from one of the many flower shops in Metro Manila. They offer beautiful bouquets and arrangements, and most will deliver right to their doorstep. And since flowers and memories last forever,